Other than our first year of marriage, my wife and I have always purchased a real Christmas tree. It may not necessarily be the most economical decision, but for us, a real tree helps to reflect the uniqueness that every year brings. We've had long needle trees and short needle trees. Our first tree was Big Bertha. She was as round as she was tall, and I dragged her home from the corner lot and up six sets of stairs to our little loft apartment in downtown Ottawa. In 2019, we just had a teeny tiny tree. And this year we had a tall, slender tree. As we've gone through the years, we also give each other an ornament. That ornament reflects our year. And as our kids have come along, they have also received unique ornaments. And now 25 Christmas trees later, all the decorations tell a story, our story. Now you might not necessarily guess the story just from looking at it, but for each one, there is a story to be told, a story that can emerge. It's like a mystery waiting to be discovered. It's literally, each tree is literally like no other. For some, the taking down of decorations can be hard because many of us love the season of Christmas, not just the occasion of it. This past season, many people put their decorations up early, and likely there will be some who delay in taking them down. Because once they're gone, so too, in the minds of some, are the reminders of joy, peace, hope, and love that have been so necessary to cling to during these days. They kind of feel like dried pine needles being swept away, and then the room becomes as it was. That means also that the time of the tree is over. This year's decorations get labeled and they get put away, the lights come down, and the tree gets taken outside. And that too is a bit of a mystery. Really, I mean it. Do you ever think about it? The tree, what happens to the tree after it's gone? You know, we cut or we purchase these cut trees and then we bring them into our homes where they eventually die out. But in the meantime, we adorn them with lights. And in our case, we ask it to hold and display our memories, all while hoping the dog doesn't lift his leg on it or would just stop drinking from the water holder. Maybe that's just us. And then we take it outside, and what happens to it? What happens to the stump from which it was cut? Maybe I'm the only one who thinks about these things. But it's possible that as we have said goodbye to 2020 and now look with hesitant, cautious anticipation into 2021, many of us feel a little like a dried up, bristly old Christmas tree. We're no longer dressed up, no longer adorned for others to see. It feels as though some of our beauty has been taken away, and even for some, it's as though our purpose has been short-lived or unrealized. But what if it's not over? What if it's time to emerge, despite what we think we have lost or missed? You know, like a tree that grows in the forest, each one has an appreciable uniqueness, yet there is a greater mystery regarding the hidden work that's happening on the inside of those trees. For instance, the redwood tree is unique among all the trees the world over. From a seed no bigger than a tomato, the California coastal redwood can grow to a height of over 350 feet and have a width of 22 feet at its base. Now, we had the privilege of visiting the Cathedral Grove on Vancouver Island, but from what I hear, these are small in number and size to what is found in California. Anyway, why these redwoods can grow like they do is a bit of a mystery. It might be due to the cooler temperatures, the consistent dampness of the air, or perhaps it's the thickness of the bark, which makes it more resistant to insects and disease and even fire. They have lasted for centuries. Some trees have lived for over 1,000 years. They're certainly unique trees, trees that literally stand above all others. Now, for many of you watching or listening today, life is again a bit of a mystery. The predictability and control that we worked hard to establish is no longer and has left many of us wondering about what lies ahead. And maybe you wonder what might yet be possible. Perhaps some of you have been reluctant to make your typical New Year's resolutions or goals because they don't even seem probable, let alone possible. You know, the Old Testament book of Isaiah offers us some much needed inspiration for a new year, a new season, a new outlook, even new goal setting. The promise of a time to emerge, to begin afresh, to sprout up, to develop a new growth. Isaiah's 11th chapter says that from the stump of Jesse, a shoot will come up. Wait, stop there for a minute. There can be new life from an old stump? How many of you are feeling like a little bit like an old stump, overshadowed by some flourishing redwoods? I thought so. So here's something that I'm learning. There is a mysterious uniqueness to this Northern California stretch of over 2 million acres, and a mystery compels us to look for clues. And you would think that a tree that can grow that tall might just fall over, but they don't. Is it because that they have a stronger and deeper root system? No. In fact, their root systems are relatively shallow for their size, but they are unique. Redwood trees grow in clusters, in groups. New trees are often formed not from seeds, but from new life that springs from the stump of a fallen tree. The new tree grows around that old stump, and their tree systems, their root systems, are all connected to each other. They provide strength in one another, and each tree helps the other to withstand the storms, and they grow and they grow and they grow to be tall, to be strong, to be straight. Better than any other tree in the world. I think this has profound implications for you and I about what or who is at work in us. So as we turn our attention back to Isaiah 11, these words were written for the nation of Israel when they were going through a difficult time. They had effectively hardened themselves towards God's truth. They had lost track of what was really important about their faith in God and their expression of that faith. Isaiah himself, he was also going through a difficult time. His king, King Uzziah, had died, and he was troubled within himself. He was troubled about his community, and he was troubled about what the future might hold. Let me encourage you to go back and read through those first 10 chapters of this book to get an idea. Yet from within the sense of despair and desolation, God brings this reminder that new life can emerge and will emerge. Let's continue to read this passage. Isaiah chapter 11. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding. The Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. So as we head into this new year, 2021, let me ask you to be honest with yourself. In what areas of your life do you need wisdom or knowledge or understanding? What areas do you require guidance and the strength to persevere? Are you weary of seeing the needy being neglected and the poor facing growing injustice? And if yes, perhaps you also don't know what to do, or if you can or should do anything at all because of the number of protocols and at times conflicting rules that we are asked to follow. My question for you is simply this. Are you interested in seeing new life emerge within you and within your community? If that is part of the activity or the mystery that's going on within you, then it compels you to look for the one through whom that these virtues are defined, the one through whom the Spirit of the Lord rests, the one who speaks the truth of God and applies that truth with graceful faithfulness. In the New Testament, it is no coincidence that when Jesus is introduced to the people as the one who emerges to bring harmony between predator and prey, to bring peace among the peoples of the earth and healing for all nations, that the Gospel of Luke then quotes the writings of Isaiah when he describes Jesus by saying in Luke chapter 4, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, Luke tells us, and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he, Jesus, began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So as you consider your goals or your resolutions for 2021, let me encourage you not to focus first on what you can do, but rather focus first on who you are. Let me encourage you to allow the life of Christ to flourish or emerge from within the stump or decay of 2020. As you focus on the life of Christ by talking to him, reading his word regularly, daily, I would encourage, learning with others consistently, and looking for ways to serve, his virtues, the virtues of Jesus, will develop within you, and he will lead you to action that reflects his truth and his grace. Let me say it this way. Take a look at this picture. What do you see? Some will see the strong base of the trees. Some will see the natural composting from the exchange of death and life. Some will see the root system. And for a long time, all I could see was the root system. It's impressive. But look longer and think about this. What is holding it all together? What makes it grow? It's the unseen spaces between. That's where the virtues of Christ feed our lives. Those spaces in between are called liminal space. In these liminal spaces of theories and practices, goals and resolutions are virtues. The virtues of Christ hold all of it together, giving life, embracing the decay of our past and our failures, and renews us to emerge with new growth. In the liminal spaces of a forest system, nutrients are shared, root systems are knit together, and even takes our endings into consideration. All of it comes together mysteriously to help strengthen others and cause new life to emerge. The virtues of Jesus take time to develop, often unseen by others. They are often forged through struggle and even failure, but God's promise is that our focus on Jesus will allow him to keep developing us for his greater purposes, together with others of shared faith and purpose. Our function will flow from the life found within us, the life of Jesus. As a group of followers of Jesus on mission to the world, the church, the family of God, should embody the life and the Spirit of the Lord in a world that is ready and longing for meaningful connection. Those who find their identity in the grace and truth of Jesus Christ can extend the ministry of God through intentional interactions in real time with real people to help them also see new growth emerge in their lives. We are not locked down. We are locked in for God's mission right where you find yourself. Let me say that again. We are not locked down. We are locked in for God's mission. Present cultural conditions provide a renewed opportunity for redemptive engagement, for new life to emerge. Our Christmas tree now lies behind our shed on the wood chips of our garden. We might leave it there to provide shelter for the birds and then to add nutrients to the soil as it decays, or we might send it to the city compost yard. Either way, its complete purpose will not be defined by how it appeared during 4 weeks in December in our living room. It will contribute to new life that will emerge in God's timing. God's creation has so much to teach us, doesn't it? Isaiah's 11th chapter says that from the stump of Jesse, a shoot will come up, and from his roots a branch will bear fruit. That is, it will demonstrate the evidence of God's presence. It goes on to say that in that day the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for all the people. The nations will rally to him and place as a place of rest, and they will be glorious. And the shoot or the branch of Jesus, he wants us to allow that to help us grow in our lives. For all of us, the certainty with which we might normally head into a year just isn't there. There is a sense of mystery. The mystery is that through faith in Jesus Christ, we unite through his life with others in a manner that serves the betterment of the needs of all people everywhere, inviting them also to join us under the banner of Jesus. I can't promise you that you're going to have the best year ever in 2021. Or that 2021 will be so much fun. But however, I can promise you that by allowing the life of Christ to take hold of your life, that you will get to see new growth emerge, and that you, your family, and your community will benefit from it for years to come. 2021, a year to emerge. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for being the one to whom we can come to. Father, thank you that despite some of the misgivings, disappointments, hard circumstances that we've been through in this past year in particular for many, thank you, God, that you are able to take all of those and use them to feed what comes next, to emerge new life from within ours. And so we confess that we often don't want to take account of those things. And yet, God, would you call us to be thankful for causing us to pause, to causing us to relook at the way we order our lives. And may today, God, may today be a day of renewed focus on the Spirit of Jesus alive within us and among us. Father, for those who have never placed their faith in Jesus Christ, may today be a new day of salvation, that you would begin a new work in their lives that would continue to grow and blossom and flourish to demonstrate the evidence of your virtues to those around them. And Father, for others, it's a time of refocus, of reset. And I pray, God, that you would lead us to points of confession, that we might truly be willing to unite with others, that we might benefit from what they have learned, so that new life can emerge from within us as well. And we pray for our community, for those who are broken, who are needy. We've asked, God, that you would activate us towards them, and that the life of Christ, the glory of Jesus, would bring people together, granting them peace, giving them hope, and God, allowing them to see life emerge from within them as well. Be with us, we pray. Be with our community. In Jesus' name, amen.